This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk. Call accepted.
Hello, Professor. I know we're lucky to have clean tap water in this country, but where does it come from?
Great question. Let's find out. The water which comes out of the tap has been on a very long journey. Some of the water we drink comes from rainwater, which has been collected in reservoirs. Some comes from rivers and streams, and some comes from aquifers, underground reserves of water which have seeped down through the rocks. Boreholes are used to drill into the aquifer so that the water can be collected. At this stage, the water is unlikely to be fit to drink. It might have sludge and bits of dead animals in it.
Professor!
Don't worry, Nanobot. Before it gets to our taps, the water goes through treatment plants where it's sifted and sieved to remove all the debris and given a good shake to release any yucky gases. It'll also be filtered many times to remove any sludge. Near the end of the process, a chemical called chlorine, that's the same stuff they use in swimming pools, is added to kill any bacteria. In some areas, fluoride may also be added to help keep teeth healthy. You shouldn't be able to taste either of these chemicals. In fact, you probably never realised they were there before. After all that's left is for the water to travel through a network of pipes to your tap. Hey, got any cool tap facts, Nanobot?
Of course. I'm a well of watery wisdom. When you run a bath, you can sometimes tell if the water coming out of the hot tap has got up to temperature. And it's all to do with the way hot and cold water sound.
Excuse me, Nanobot. Water doesn't make a sound. It hasn't got a mouth.
The sound of water splashing into the bath will be different if it's hot or cold. Whilst it's not a big difference, most of us can detect it. Here, see if you can tell which of these is the hot water. Here's the first. And here's the second. If you guessed that the second was the hot water, then you're right. Now, you haven't got a superpower, I'm afraid to say. The explanation is a lot more straightforward. When water gets hot, it becomes more viscous. This means the molecules are able to slip and slide around more than they can when they are cold. It's not a difference we can see, but it's something we're able to hear.
That's a great one. Thanks, Nanobot. I could just fancy a bath.
Halex's Hydration Help Desk, with support from the Children's Health Fund. Find out more at funkidslive.com/halex.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.